With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A gunman and a police officer are dead in Atlanta. Police Chief Darren Shebram tells WSB multiple agencies responded after 911 reports of gunfire at a CVS pharmacy at Emory University across the street from the campus for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Officers arriving found a critically injured DeKalb County police officer that was down. He was immediately extracted from the scene and taken to Grady Memorial Hospital. Officers could still hear gunfire occurring inside the CVS drugstore that is right there at the intersection. So officers moved quickly to attempt to find the shooter and to neutralize the threat to the community. We later found the shooter on the second floor of the CVS. He had been struck by gunfire. We do not know at this time whether that was from officers or if it was self-inflicted. He was removed from the location by Atlanta Fire Rescue to render aid. He did pass at the scene.
The incident took place near the entrance to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where the federal agency's employees say bullets struck the windows of several CDC buildings. President Trump plans to meet Russia's Vladimir Putin next Friday in Alaska. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
After expressing frustration with the Russian leader for weeks, the president said the two will hold a summit to discuss ending the war in Ukraine.
I think my instinct really tells me that we have a shot at it.
The Trump-Putin meeting in Alaska could mean a breakthrough in efforts to end the war. However, Russia and Ukraine remain far apart on their conditions for peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Armenia and Azerbaijan have signed a peace agreement at the White House aiming to end decades of conflict. President Trump facilitating the meeting with both leaders crediting him for the breakthrough. The deal will reopen key transportation routes and create a major transit corridor named the Trump Route for International Peace and Prosperity. This is SRN News. Some new findings about Americans who attend church. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The poll was conducted by the Hartford Institute for Religion Research, and it reveals that while most congregations offer online services, only about one in four people who regularly attend take advantage of that service. Everybody else seems to want to be there in person. The report also indicates that volunteering and giving have rebounded since the days of the pandemic, with 50% of churchgoers volunteering their time and talents at least once a month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing network of madrasas, Islamic religious schools, are filling the gaps in Afghanistan's fractured education system. While public schools still operate in the country, their reach has been weakened by limited resources, teacher shortages, and decades of conflict. In response, many families now turn to madrasas, which critics say are radicalizing a whole new generation of Afghans, young men, teaching them to hate Jews and Christians. This is SRN News. Those in the know say kiteboarding is the ultimate high.
Strong winds have swept the eastern coastline near Athens, Greece, drawing dozens of kiteboarders to the beach. Gusts of up to 80 miles per hour, turning the area into an open-air playground for the wind sports enthusiast. And believe it or not, the kiteboarding community is active year-round, adapting to changing seasons with wetsuits and braving cold winter gales. Jason Walker reporting.
Millions of Americans saving for retirement through 401k accounts could have the option of putting their money in higher-risk private equity and cryptocurrency investments. That's according to an executive order signed Thursday by the president. His order could give those financial players long-sought access to pools of funds worth trillions of dollars. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.